Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Verse 14 of Acts chapter 4, "And seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, What shall we do to these men?" Now, these men, by the way, are Peter and John, who are being held because of the healing of the lame man in Acts 2 and the subsequent message preached by Peter, which kind of ticked the crowd off a little bit. "What shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle," the word notable, remarkable sign, "has been done through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name." So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, "Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old, on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Now, I know I read more there than I normally do. I read down through the 22nd verse, and we had started in verse 14. I did that because I wanted the whole story to flow. It's pretty self-explanatory. They are not happy with this healing because of what it has done to the crowd. The crowd is going to be stirred to follow a couple ignorant and unlearned men. At least that's the fear. And so they can't beat them. They haven't really done anything wrong. The crowd would turn on the priesthood anyhow. So they just give them a command. Don't speak or teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answer and say, if we should listen to you or we should listen to God, honestly, we're going to let God judge that. And I think it's their way of saying, you know that we're going to have to listen to God, and so does the crowd. But we have to say the things. I love this phrase in verse 20. We cannot help but speak the things which we've seen and heard. And Peter is saying, look, I've seen and heard world-changing events, world-changing sermons. I have to repeat what I've seen. I have to repeat what I've heard. It must be done. And if we could have that attitude, we would solve a lot of the issues of argument in theology. We would just portray what we have seen and heard, not what we think all the time. We spend a lot of time preaching and teaching what we think. If we would just portray what we've seen and heard in the Spirit, and then move on. Peter and John are not trying to convince the priesthood. They're not even trying to set up another religion. And religion is what's fighting them in this moment, because the religious crowd is afraid of losing their religion in favor of this that's being preached. But I want to spend a minute here being fair, if I can. Listen, I don't come down so hard on the ruling class in Acts 4. They are literally trying to protect the monotheism. They want one God. They do not have quarter for this Jesus of Nazareth, whom they believe died as a blasphemer. So if Peter and John are going to be running around teaching and preaching in the name of Jesus, that's a threat to the God of Israel. Now, we know better. We believe differently than they believed, but they're very passionate in their belief. They're very firm in that belief, and they believe they are right in defending their faith, defending their religion. It's easy for us to say, well, they want religion over relationship. The reality is they want God, and they're not convinced that God is Jesus. The book of Acts is going to work hard to convince people that God is Jesus, and we're going to do the same. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.